Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of First and Second Kings, Week 7, The Intrinsic Significance of the Materials of the Temple, Friday, Related Verses, 1 Kings 7:15. And he formed the two bronze pillars. 18 cubits was the height of each pillar, and a line of 12 cubits encompassed each pillar. Romans 7:18. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but to work out the good is not. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and more abundantly toward you. 2 Corinthians 4:7 through 8. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not out of us. We are pressed on every side, but not constricted, unable to find a way out, but not utterly without a way out. Song of Songs 2:1-2. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. As a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Matthew 6:28-30. And why are you anxious concerning clothing? Consider well the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin thread. And if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is cast into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Related reading. In topology, bronze always signifies God's judgment. That the two pillars were made of bronze clearly indicates that if we would be a pillar, we must realize that we are those under God's judgment. We should not only be under God's judgment, but also under our own judgment. Like Paul in Galatians 2:20, we must say, I have been crucified. I have been crucified because I am not good for anything in God's economy. I am only qualified for death. Many brothers are intelligent and capable, and many sisters are quite nice. Nevertheless, we must recognize that actually we are not good at all. We are only good for death. All those who became a true prophet to the building of the church were those who did not think of themselves as being qualified for leadership. Rather, they always said, I am not qualified. I am too poor. My disposition is not suitable, and I am still too much in my natural life. I do not consider myself to be good. To say this is not only to be under God's judgment, but also under self-judgment. We all must feel that in us, that is, in our flesh, there is nothing good. We should say, I am worthy of nothing but death. How could the brothers think that I should be one of the elders? I am terrified of this possibility. The Lord will never choose anyone who considers himself to be qualified. If you think that you are qualified, then you have nothing to do with bronze. The experience of bronze is that we are always under God's judgment and under our own self-judgment. we all must apply this word to ourselves, saying, Lord, have mercy upon me, for in me there is nothing good. 1 Kings 7:17 speaks of nets of checker work with wreaths of chain work for the capitals that were at the top of the pillars, seven for the one capital and seven for the second capital. Every situation faced by the church members is a checker work, a trellis encircled by a crown of pins and thorns. It is our destiny to be in this situation. We must not only bear the responsibility in this intermixed and complicated situation, but also live in the midst of it. In order to bear the responsibility in this complicated situation, we must live by faith in God. 1 Kings 7:19 says, And the capitals that were at the top of the pillars in the portico were of lily work. The lily signifies a life of faith in God. First, we must condemn ourselves, realizing that we are fallen, incapable, unqualified, and that we are nothing. Then we must live by faith in God, not by what we are or by what we can do. We must be a lily existing by what God is to us, not by what we are. Our living on earth today depends upon Him. How can we possibly bear the responsibility in the intermixed and complicated church life? In ourselves, we are incapable of doing this, but we can do so if we live by faith in God. It is not I, but Christ who lives in me. This is the lily. It is not I who bear the responsibility. It is He who bears it. I live not by myself, but by Him. And I minister not by myself, but by Him. If you sisters are mothers in the church life, you must say, I am not a mother in the church by myself, but by Him. On the one hand, we are the condemned and judged bronze. On the other hand, we are the living lilies. The bronze means, not I, and the lily means, but Christ. Those who are lilies can say, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of Jesus Christ. By all this, we can realize that we are lilies bearing an impossible responsibility in an intermixed and complicated situation full of checker work and chain work. All the checker work is the base, the bed in which the lilies grow.